107 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And mentioned with the presser yesterday and the announcement from Governor Ivey, along with State Superintendent of Schools Eric Mackey, that school doesn't resume in a classroom version, like on campus at all, for this school year, and online distance learning is to begin on April 6th. Now, there's a bunch of families out there that are trying to consume this information, figure out what it means for them. We're lucky to have our friend Renee Phillips, Director of Communications for the Mobile County Public School System, joining us. She is right now just stepped away from the food prep line as you're making lunch for the kids. What are we having today?
That's right, Sean. Good morning. So I'm here at Spencer Westlawn Elementary, where we're making ham and turkey and cheese sandwiches and chips and apple and some breakfast items and fruit also milk and fruit juice. We've been serving about 250 to 300 meals a day from this site alone, and we have about 66 sites throughout Mobile County where we are feeding children.
What? Okay, y'all are doing 250 a day out there, and there are 66 sites in the state or in the county that are doing that same volume or less? Or
it varies. I don't have a count for the whole county, but it's thousands and thousands of children that we're serving right now with our free. It's actually a free breakfast and a lunch, so you get two meals in one bag.
That is, I said earlier I'd be by to pick up my sandwich. You said, nope, not me, but the children can.
Any child can. You just must be 18 or younger.
Okay. And I do like good for you and good for the whole crew there, y'all pulling together. That's not obviously your everyday job with the Mobile County Public School System, but you're down there making lunches and talking to us and getting information out. So good on you, Renee. Good on
you. That's right. We are out here, a lot of us on the leadership team are out here because we feel like this is so important to our community to make sure our children do not go hungry. And it's just something we feel like we need to do.
All right. Probably y'all had planned, I'm sure, for this announcement that was made yesterday at the Mobile County Public School System. But what does it mean here at home? Talk to families who have children in schools.
So what it means is that we will not be returning to our classrooms for traditional face-to-face instruction for the remainder of the school year. That doesn't mean that the learning is going to stop, but it's just going to look very different from here on out. We have a plan. We have submitted that plan to the state. We're expecting them to approve it rather quickly, and then we will announce the specific details to our parents about what we're going to do. But it's going to be a mixture of online, and also we'll have to have some alternative methods of instruction as well.
Okay, so it's not all going to be one thing. I mean, you talk about the online, then you said alternative. So same material, just delivered differently?
Yeah, so we have a blended learning structure because we do realize that not all students learn in the same ways. So we're going to have to offer instruction in different methods to make sure that we're still reaching every single student, because our goal throughout this is going to be that we leave no child behind. This is going to be a really long summer, and we talk about the summer slide when students sometimes will fall back a little bit, but we're not going to let that happen. We're going to do everything in our power. We're going to get creative. We're going to be innovative, and we're going to make sure that our students continue to learn and that they stay on track.
All right, so the parents will be, I mean, you talked to us before when this first came up about the packets taken home. There'll be information. Mm-hmm. The parents will have, will they get an email or physically get a letter, what to guide them through this?
Yes. So our plan, so first and foremost, next week is our spring break. And so Mr. Threadgill has stressed that he wants families to have a spring break. It's going to look different probably than what people thought it was going to look like.
Yep.
But we want our kids to have a chance to be a kid, to relax a little bit. This has been hard on everybody. It's been hard on our students. It's been hard on our parents. So take a little break. And then on April 6th, we will roll out our plan. And we're going to be sending out some information maybe before that. But starting on April 6th, we'll be learning in a whole new way.
Okay. Let's talk about, you know, your job is with Mobile County Public School System, and I get it, but there may be some representation within the county, what I think may be the issue for the state. And, you know, they talked about it some of the presser yesterday, but internet access, for one thing, is in the 67 counties of Alabama, it's not the same. It's just not the bandwidth is not there in some places.
It's not. It's not even the same in Mobile County. So we do have families that have great access to internet, and they have a computer or two or three in their house, and they'll be able to do this online learning with no no hesitation, no problems. But we also have to take into account the fact that we do have students who may not have a computer at their house and may not have internet access. And so for those students, it may be more of a traditional packet printed out that they come and pick up and they work on. We're just going to have to get very creative here, but we can't, you know, there's a gap in learning already and we can't do anything to widen that gap. So we've got to make sure we're reaching every single child, and that's what we plan to do.
I'm talking to Director of Communications for the Mobile County Public School System, Renee Phillips. And when kids then, so it goes through now, June is the end of school, will they be, if they're fifth graders now, will they be sixth graders come August?
That's the plan. And so we're going to provide a way for every student to move forward. And that's interesting you mentioned fifth grader. I have a fifth grader at home. And so he's missing out on his, you know, last year at his elementary school, but he will continue to learn. All of our other children will continue to learn. And the goal is that when school starts back in August, everyone will be on their next grade level.
Renee, we all obviously feel pretty bad for the seniors of 2020 that won't get the traditional senior year. How are you guys working to get them graduated? What's that going to look like this year?
So we get a lot of questions about the graduation ceremony. We don't know what that looks like. We're going to have to get creative on that as well. We still have them down on the calendar to happen, but you know, we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know what that looks like. But before we can get to that point of the ceremony, we have to make sure that all of our seniors have all the credits that they need so they can earn that Alabama High School diploma. So we will be reaching out individually to all of the parents and students who are seniors starting on April 6th. And we're going to find out, you know, oh, you need a Spanish credit or you need a math credit, a science credit. We're going to work with every single student individually to make sure that they get what they need so that they meet all those requirements so that they can have that diploma.
And then the question is, will, you know, if they are going on to whatever kind of schooling after high school, I got to imagine those institutions in the state will be understanding because they're dealing with it themselves at a university level, college level, trade school level.
Right. This is not just a Mobile County issue or an Alabama issue. This is going to be an entire year of students who's experiencing this. And so I'm sure that the colleges will be working with our students on that. I did see, like, for example, you know, when you were in high school and you go visit a college, a lot of the colleges have had to stop doing the college visits and all that. But I know a lot of our seniors have already been accepted to certain colleges or now is the time when they're applying. But I'm certain that the colleges, they know that this is happening all over the country and they're going to work with us on this.
All right. But for the meantime, y'all are like you're doing right now. You're prepping lunches, feeding folks, and just trying to navigate through this. And we'll be checking in with you, I'm sure. You know, we got, like you said, the spring break. But coming back from spring break, it is school. So if the kids are trying to tell mom and dad there's no more schooling for the year, for the school year, that is incorrect.
That is incorrect. I do want to say something I've noticed just throughout this whole thing. Our teachers are so creative. They're innovative. Our students are resilient. Our parents have been very patient and understanding with us. We're going to get through this under Mr. Threadgill's leadership and also as Team MCPSS. There's going to be some difficulties, but together, we're going to work together and we're going to be successful.
And I know with that kind of spirit, you will. As always, Renee, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you soon, and I'll get the kids to come by and get my sandwich.
All right. I'll look for you.
All right. Good deal. Coming right back.